Listen.
They left them there in a field of sugarcane. Two young boys, whose lifeless bodies their mothers would never hold again. Two whose bullet-riddled bodies would never speak to their friends again. Drugs, guns, youth, life, death. And now our friends lost forever.
April 2007. My dear friends, a mother and daughter, were murdered, shot in their home by an intruder. We were like family and worshiped at the same church.
Violence does not pay. It only begets more violence. Where does it stop? And when do we call it even or a draw?
My aunt and uncle were beaten in their home, and my uncle died as a result. My aunt was reading her Bible in preparation for teaching Sunday school when they came into their home and beat her and my uncle. We still grieve for them.
In my community, after the 9/11 event last year, I visited a church in North Baton Rouge and heard prayers, crying and grieving about the killings and the crime in their neighborhood. I held hands with them, and we prayed for peace.
Acts of violence and anger unleashed through me by the influence of alcohol. Great uncertainty and fear about how one person could be like two different people, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
My brother was murdered last year. A terrible, jarring, jagged darkness. The first days of gnawing at my soul.
The total feeling of helplessness after your home has been broken into, vandalized, and robbed. Feeling of invasion of your person and soul. Everything in yours was dumped on the floor. It felt as if my whole person were invaded, all by someone craving drugs.
Violence does not pay. It only begets more violence. Where does it stop? When do we call it even or a draw?
I have a friend whose boyfriend was shot.
I have a friend who is in an abusive relationship. I have a friend whose parents abused him. I have a friend who was stabbed in the back. But now he likes the story. He says that his scar is his survival history.
Innocent people caught in the crossfire.
Violence does not pay. It only begets more violence. Where does it stop? When do we call it even or a draw?
Conversation with a first grader from the inner city.
Do you go to the park?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a backyard?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it safe to play in?
No. My cat was chasing a butterfly and the man shot it.
My youngest brother was murdered in 1988. It was grievous to all in my family. And there is still so much anger.
Always the fear. I've been stopped. I'm still afraid.
Violence does not pay. It only begets more violence. Where does it stop? When do we call it even or a draw?
A nephew of mine was murdered by four young men, strangers, who thought it would be fun, a fun thing to do. He was beaten to death with baseball bats. I would rather have been the mother of the victim than the mother of the killer. I learned to pray for those families.
I so loved that person. I don't really understand how he could have done what he did. God loves us, all of us, even him.
A family member taking prescription painkillers and alcohol was violent against our family. Words to describe my experience of fear, surprise and pain, thoughts of what I could do to intervene, sadness, for those directly affected.
Silence.
Violence is not always loud.
Vulnerable.